بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أبي على شداد بن أوس رضي الله تعالى عنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: الكيس من دان نفسه إلى آخر الحديث. We're still reading this hadith in this chapter of Muraqabah, that we should meditate and ponder that Allah is watching us all the time, Allah is with us. With regard to that, in this chapter, the seventh hadith, Hazrat Abu Ya'la Shaddad ibn Aws radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates with regard to Hazrat Shaddad ibn Aws, Thabit al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a Sahabi who was very eloquent, wise and tolerant. He had great qualities in him, the narrator of this hadith. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu appointed him as the governor of Hims. After Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala's martyrdom, he dedicated himself to the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. He passed away in Palestine in the year 58 Hijri. 50 ahadith are narrated from him. From that also we learn that a person, as he draws closer to the end of his life, he should devote himself more to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Throughout our life, we should be making Allah's ibadat, but as we are growing older, our ibadat should increase all the time. As Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have done your work, then now make the ibadat, and fansab is that ibadat that you can feel the strain in that ibadat. Not just a little bit and then we sit back, but so much ibadat that we feel the strain. This will be on a daily basis also. We do all our work of the day, and included more important the work of deen. Then at night we should devote some time for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And it applies to the life also. Our whole life we should engage in the ibadat of Allah, whatever other deeny work we are doing. But towards the end, we should engage more in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Abu Ya'la Shaddad ibn Aws radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a living example of that. One who subjugates himself. In this hadith it comes, a wise and intelligent person is that he who subjugates himself. This refers to a person suppressing his carnal desires and abstaining from impermissible temptations and pleasure. That is what we call subjugating the nafs, controlling the nafs. Mandana nafsahu. Nafs is always there and it's got all evil desires. It's got love of dunya, love of money, love of a woman, all the evil things, and those things which are wrong and which are impermissible. A wise person is he who will control that. And as we mentioned, the beautiful saying of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, that a person should subjugate his nafs to his akal, to his brains. We should think that I want to do this, I want to do that, my desire is this, but is this good for me? Is it bad for me? We should, Allah gave us brains and we should use our brains. And then we should not make our brains our Allah. We should subjugate our brains to the commands of Allah, to the Quran and Hadith. And that is where it ends, that we follow Allah Ta'ala's commandments. We don't make our brains our end all and be all also. We use our brains which Allah has given us, but our brains also cannot take us to Allah Ta'ala. It is only the wahi of Allah and the commands and the revelation of Allah by which we can reach Allah Ta'ala. Following one's desires, which comes in this hadith, that a person, a wise and intelligent person, is he who does not follow his desires. On the other hand, a ajiz, a helpless person, a person who is useless, that person just follows his desires. So following one's desires means that a person succumbs to his carnal desires by indulging in that which is prohibited. That whatever wrong, for example, we hear the alarm, we hear the adhan for fajr, but our love for sleep is more, and we give in to that, and we miss our fajr, or we miss the Jamaat, or we miss the Jamaat in the Masjid. So that is, we have succumbed to that. We see any woman and now we just want to look at her all the time. We know it is haram. We have to put our gazes down. So we have succumbed to that. Whatever it can be, earning wealth, even halal wealth, but sacrificing our dini duties, our namazes, etc. Or even worse, earning haram wealth. But just because we want money, we want things of this dunya, and we succumb to our desires. So all that is that a person should control himself, and he should not fall prey to these things. This is a beautiful hadith if we keep it in mind, that a wise person is he who controls his nafs and who prepares for life after death. That is the real life. Preparing for this dunya, we all are preparing and earning for dunya, but we all know 100% we will be leaving everything behind. So that can never be the purpose and object of life, what you're going to leave behind. And we all know whatever we prepare for akhirat will be there, and akhirat is forever and ever. So that is what we should prepare for. And in contrast to a wise person is a what is called an ajiz. That is that person who is a foolish person, a stupid person who just follows his desires, and he just says, I got hope Allah will forgive me. He does nothing in the right direction, just a wild hope he has. And the easy way to understand that a person wants his rosy, but he doesn't just sleep in his bed and say, Allah will give me my rosy. He makes his effort, then Allah gives him his rosy also. So same thing for deen, we must make our effort. Fulfill the commands of Allah to the best of our ability, stay away from all haram, and then also we can't do without having hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Our amal, no matter how much we do, what we think the quality might be, but it falls far short. We still have to just have hope in the mercy of Allah that He accepts. But that is after doing the action. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all and just give us proper understanding of deen, and let us prepare for the eternal life of the Akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.